Saturdays at 8 a.m., don't miss Sports Medicine Weekly. Fitness, nutrition, and injury prevention and treatments for today's weekend warrior and professional athletes. With renowned specialist of shoulders, elbows, and knees, and chief doctor for Midwest Orthopedics at Rush, Dr. Brian Cole, along with other health and fitness leaders, and your host, Steve Cashel.
We know the operation works. You lose time by trying non-surgical treatment, so we're going to pull the trigger sooner than we used to, say, 15, 20 years ago.
Sports Medicine Weekly, Saturdays at 8 a.m., here on 670 The Score.
For a low price every day.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Our radio.com station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Hockey Update Studio, I'm Joe Ostrowski. The Wolves are making big plans for their 25th anniversary. Get your season tickets now and receive exclusive benefits. Visit ChicagoWolves.com or call 1-800-THE-WOLVES. The Cubs are 7 games better than the Nats on the season, and the two teams start a 3-game set this afternoon. Ben Zobrist is back from a sore hip, and he's batting third. Bryce Harper hitting cleanup with a .339 average and 5 homers since the All-Star break. Kyle Hendricks with the first pitch at 1:20. The Cubs have signed lefty reliever Jorge De La Rosa and sent down Randy Rosario. Carlos Rodon has a sub-3 ERA on the season and in 12 appearances against Cleveland. Rodon opposed by Shane Bieber tonight. Football, the Bears head to Denver to practice against the Broncos next week. And at the 100th PGA Championship, Kevin Kisner is 6-under after 10 holes today. He's in sole possession of the lead. Kisner up by one shot over Gary Woodland. Brooks Koepka is 3 shots back. This update was brought to you by Webb Chevy. Searching for a great deal on Chevys in Chicago? Visit Webb Chevy in Plainfield or Oak Lawn. And before the Cubs game tomorrow, make sure to stop by Clark and Wayland for a chance to win great prizes from Funkaway. Funkaway and 670 The Score Promotions will be giving out handheld fans and Funkaway samples from 1 to 3, and you can bring them into the game. Funkaway. Live funk free. I'm Joe Ostrowski, and you're listening to the radio home for Cubs baseball, 670 The Score. The next game on The Score today at 12:45, and the Cubs take on the Nationals. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Continental Motors. Searching for a Maserati Levante? Search ContinentalMaserati.com for the Continental difference.
11.
Now, Midway.
The Midday Midway.
1, 2.
Midway, the most important of the year.
3, 4.
The most exciting thing on the Midway.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Our objective is Midway.
9, 10.
It's not 10. You see, you're on 10 here. Where can you go from there? Where?
To 11.
11, exactly.
11.
Midway. So real, you can almost feel it.
The Midday Midway with Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.
It has been a Bears Friday in all its glory so far. Off the air, somebody walked up right before we started and said he thought Tyler Bray looked great.
Super
and
good.
I said, yes.
Really now, like that guy.
Now it's a Bears Friday here at Gallagher Way on Sports Radio 670. But Hub Arkish talked to us. We also had the Mastroli Award winner Ryan Nall of the Chicago Bears on. And we also talked a little bit about this next stretch for the Cubs, our perception of the Washington Nationals as well.
So the Colts played the Seahawks last night in a preseason game. The score doesn't matter, as none of them ever do. Andrew Luck returned to play. I don't know, do you follow Captain Andrew Luck on Twitter, Dan?
Yeah, the explainer is that there is a Twitter feed that because of a picture of Andrew Luck with some thick, unkempt sideburns, the bit
and
start-
a beard that just kind of looks, it's...
Yeah, the bit started as if he was a Civil War soldier sending missives home. They made like an old-fashioned daguerreotype-looking photo, and these are written in sort of 1860s voice.
Dearest mother, I write to you a renewed man. I stood upon the battlefield once more and was feeling glorious. I used my sidearm multiple times with great success. The engagement may count for nothing, but the victory has emboldened the men. I am filled with hope. Love, Andrew. That's the tweet from Captain Andrew Luck. But most importantly from this game, or at least what I found most heartening, is that the fifth-round pick of the Seattle Seahawks, Shaquem Griffin, the linebacker out of the University of Central
Florida,
very
cool.
Had 9 tackles. He's flying around. And I expected him to be right there. The Seahawks expected him to be right there. I understand that. You know, given all the measurables that he had in the combine, he really stood out. He has one hand. and was drafted in the fifth round, I would imagine, over some concern there. He has been really good in camp. Some of the quotes from Pete Carroll are just really fired up. He was involved in 9 or 10 tackles. That's pretty good. He played quite a bit. He looks like what he looks like in practice, or he looked like last night what he looked like in practice, said Pete Carroll. That is just it's an awesome story. Couldn't root harder for Shaquem.
So Tommy Fleetwood finished 12th in the Open Championship at Carnoustie, and Tommy Fleetwood got his money.
That's good.
His share of the winnings wired into his account, $154,500. Here's the thing. It was the wrong Tommy Fleetwood that got the money.
What are you saying?
Apparently, there is another semi-professional golfer named Tommy Fleetwood, and he has played in some senior events. He is a pro golfer who lives in Florida. This is from The Guardian. And the European Tour had his banking information, and they just never really looked. They assumed they saw a Tommy Fleetwood in the system. They assumed it was the same Tommy Fleetwood, and they wired the money into his account. And thankfully, this has all been taken care of. But the part of this that might bother you was when the actual Tommy Fleetwood was informed what happened. He said, "I didn't know anything about it." He said, "I wouldn't even know if I'd been paid or not because I don't really look."
What?
That must be nice.
How do you not check the direct deposit?
I was say that when you're talking about the direct deposit of $150,000, like, nah, maybe it's there, maybe it's not. Keep it. It's must be nice to be that Tommy Fleetwood at least, and good on the other guy for very, very quickly saying, "Whoa, hey, that's not. This isn't right. This is not my money."
You watch a little bit of Miles Turner this last season, the big man for the Indiana Pacers.
Yeah, his body's different now.
Yeah, that's what we're going to talk about here. But remember, when we were doing all our conversation about Victor Oladipo and he's going back to go forward, and how for a brief moment there in their series against the Cavaliers, it looked like Oladipo was poised to take over and bounce LeBron and the Cavs from that first. It was the first round, right? Yeah, that first round series.
How he was creating space for himself.
How close it was.
By moving back. Yeah.
And Vic was asked about that after, I think it was game two, and Miles Turner had a good one. And he was asked, "Oh, Vic, you're taking things over. You're really changing things around." And he's like, "I'm just here until Miles Turner wakes up and realizes that this is his team." Like, that was the praise that Victor Oladipo had from Miles Turner then. Well, apparently Turner has, as you have to in this league, completely changed the body around. This is from an ESPN piece that spent a lot of time with him. Vinyasa power yoga, 110 degrees. You know where he's doing it. He's cut his. His whole diet apart. He's dropped out Waffle House.
What?
He's dropped out Whataburger.
No, no.
He's
I'm
dropped
done with
out Popeyes.
Him. He's dead to me.
Apparently, he was putting down 8 slices of pizza
what?
In a meal, which is like, I don't know, okay, that's not that many, but I've done that before. But if you're eating that multiple meals, and I just, part of me, you look at the before
I understand
and after
if you're,
photos.
If you're looking at, he hasn't signed his big deal yet, right?
He has not.
So this is... I think I could do it too. But that's three tough ones there. Waffle House, Whataburger, and Popeyes all completely out.
He's 22 years old. He says he was eating like a 16-year-old the night before a game. You look at the difference between the photos, and it's stark. I mean, the guy looks like a completely different dude. Almost a completely. I mean, even in his face, you can see the difference.
That guy has not cut out Waffle House and Whataburger.
No,
let the record show.
8 slices of pizzas and aperitifs.
That is not Miles Turner.
That was.
I get to talk about Jay like that.
I know he's right here. Right?
Right here, Michael. No, the difference is stark, and the guy's poised to absolutely explode. I feel bad for him. I can't help but feel bad and know the joy that is eating Popeyes and Whataburger and Waffle House all in the same day.
Yeah,
I've done that.
I understood when CC Sabathia came public with his Captain Crunch problem. Remember?
But it wasn't. That was like 3 boxes a day.
He was eating like 3 boxes. See, that's ridiculous.
It's so much sugar.
And I understand giving that up because that's weird. But when those 3 fast food joints is that part of your life, that's tough. I'm with you. You know, power to you, Miles Turner. Speaking of sugar, and you know that this is this time of year as we start getting into the mature summer weeks here, that the paper wasps are absolutely everywhere and they seem to be more aggressive. And I love I love. I always offer my services to friends and neighbors. If you have, if you discover in or around your garage a wasp nest, I want to. I will take a couple hours out of my Saturday to come over with a tennis racket and a can of spray and a stick, and I'm going to eradicate it, and I'm going to kill them each individually, and I am going to watch them shrivel and hear them scream, and I am going to enjoy it as I suck the very life force out of them and incorporate it into my being, because I hate them and I want them dead. I want their families dead. I want their houses dead, burned to the ground. But you know what I've learned? There's a reason why this time of year they're bigger a-holes than usual.
Really?
They're drunk.
What?
Yes. I was reading, there's an article in England that was talking about what's happening there. But what is happening is that around this time of year, wasps develop a band around their abdomen, which prevents them from eating their usual diet, which is often flies, smaller insects. They become hooked on sugar. And there are other paper wasps that eat sugar, too. But the sugar is produced by larvae, by the queen that's making larvae. There's like a spit sugar that they get that's almost like bees and honey. That's not there this time of year. So they are seeking out external sources of sugar. And if there is rotten fruit lying around, that fruit ferments. And it doesn't take very much. It doesn't take very much hard cider or cherry wine or whatever is around in the streets on top of a building. They find it and they're like any other angry drunk. They are more likely to sting. They are more likely to show aggressive behavior. So that is what is happening out there. That's even more reason to take advantage of my pest control services and allow me to come over and maybe light your house on fire accidentally.
Yeah, can't wait to invite you over. I just cannot wait.
It's a maybe.
Although there's a place
I'm definitely going to like.
There's a place I'm looking at that might have a wasp problem, so I might have to invite you over anyway.
And usually when you hear drunken wasp, you're thinking of a yacht.
I christen thee the flying wasp. I've been looking at this. I've been watching Felix Hernandez for quite some time, right? The guy from 2005 to 2015, and 05 is his rookie season, and he only threw in 12 games there. He started all 12. He has thrown 2,262 and a third innings in those 10 years. And there's 3 years after that we're going to talk about a little bit too here, but these are the fun ones to go through. He held himself a 3-1 ERA in the American League, an ERA plus of 128, a FIP of 320. The guy has been exceedingly dominant and has not thrown in a postseason game. The Mariners have been a Morbin franchise for the duration of his major league career. He has not been part of baseball's most fun season, the postseason. In the 3 years since, 16 to 18, this season, a 4-6 ERA, an ERA plus of 88, and a whip of 135. The legendary and storied stamina of Felix Hernandez has seemingly, well, caught up with him, left him, and he has now been moved into the bullpen for the Seattle Mariners, who, despite all of that, still remain in some sort of conversation for perhaps some playoff baseball. It's just, you see some of the greats, right? And I don't know that Felix Hernandez is necessarily going to be a Hall of Famer. Probably not. But you see some of the greats kind of fall off like this, and you realize that more of them have this ending than something fun. More of them have this one than like a Cole Hamels World Series MVP kind of thing. And it just, this is baseball kicking you in the ass.
All right, be honest with me. Before you did this segment, did you look at his stat comps at baseballreference.com?
No, I did not. No, I didn't.
You promise?
I swear to you, I did not.
Okay, well, I have them here.
Okay.
The 10 most comparable pitchers to Felix Hernandez, full career. This is not through age 31.
Okay.
Because there are some Hall of Fame comps here because of guys who are able to just ring up counting stats because of unique durability.
Okay.
Similar pitchers. This is your. This
you
is
go 10-1 and give me one.
I'm gonna go 10-1. Yeah. This is uncanny. Okay. Irvin Santana.
Oh wow.
Number 9 is Sonny Siebert.
Sonny.
Number 8 is Freddie Garcia. Number 7 is John Lester. Number 6 is Brett Saberhagen. Number 5 is Roy Oswalt. Number 4, Justin Verlander. Number 3, Zach Greinke. Number 2, Jake Peavy. and the number one most statistically similar player to Felix Hernandez is Cole Hamels.
Oh, man.
How about that?
I don't know that I've ever heard 10 that feel more right than those 10.
Yep.
Look at those careers. Like,
yep.
Felix has never made the postseason, but you could see if he'd been on a Phillies team, how maybe he does, or if he lands with, like, if he gets drafted by the Red Sox, he damn well makes a postseason like John Lester does, and could have had that kind of. That is remarkable.
Is that wild?
What a 10!
What a 10! And here's the thing: if you look at 8 through 31, because he's young. He's relatively young.
So many miles.
Exactly.
So many.
He's a hard 31. But if you actually look, and this might be more telling, that you can see what happened after this point to the guys who did become Hall of Famers. 10-1 through this age: Roger Clemens, Jim Cott, Dave Steeb, Steve Carlton, Milt Pappas, Don Sutton, Fergie Jenkins, Dwight Gooden, John Smoltz, and Mickey Lolich.
Wow.
Yep. That's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah, that's awesome. What a 10.
What a 10 is right. Bernstein and McKnight Show, that is the midday midway. We're expecting to talk to a Cub or two. We got Jonah Carey, who's scheduled to join us at noon. And boy, we still have things to give away. We have another $1,000 to give away. We have an opportunity to host your fantasy football draft party in a private suite at Soldier Field. We got a pair of tickets to see Smashing Pumpkins on the 14th. You listen to this show, you get stuff. And next, you know what you're going to get? One of the most fun things that baseball does is happening again, and I have to give some creative and funny baseball players credit for some choices that they have made for this annual event, because I laughed out loud at a couple things. There is one baseball player who is finally adopting something that I said that I gave to him a decade ago.
Sanctioned baseball fun is coming up next.
That's
on the Bernstein and McKnight Show. 670 The Score.
Stream The Score with radio.com. It's easy. Go to radio.com/listen or download the radio.com app now and get all your favorite Score shows live on your mobile device. Stream The Score with radio.com.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's. Your adventure starts here. The NCAA did it again. Part 1. In response to the recommendations of the so-called Rice Commission, the NCAA announced a series of alleged reforms on Wednesday. As usual, they got it wrong. What genius thinks it's a good idea to give agents more access to high school and college basketball players rather than less? Has anyone in Indianapolis heard the phrase about letting the fox into the hen house? The notion that agents are going to give kids and their families good advice on how to wade through recruiting and the process that may or may not lead to professional riches could not possibly be more naive. The number of agents who get into the business in order to make life better for athletes or coaches can be counted on one hand. And yet, the NCAA geniuses think more exposure to them is a good thing. Wow. Part 2 in an hour. I'm John Feinstein.
Circle K's Polar Pop lets you do you. Choose your Polar Pop cup, favorite flavor, or create your own custom masterpiece. Only 89 cents every day. Only at Circle K.
The live show you just have to experience.
And a little bit of chicken.
Zach Brown Band.
Cold beer on
Down
Friday
the rabbit
night.
Hole. Live. Saturday, August 11th. And Sunday, August 12th. Alpine Valley Music Theater. The multi-platinum, Grammy award-winning Zach Brown Band. Tickets are on sale now. Get access to preferred tickets with your city card. Tickets available at livenation.com. Zach Brown Band. In concert.
This week's look back at baseball history takes us to 1973, when Roberto Clemente becomes the first Latin-born player to be inducted into the Hall of Fame. The mandatory 5-year waiting period was waived to honor the late Pirates outfielder, who died tragically in a plane crash that was carrying relief supplies to victims of the earthquake in Nicaragua. This moment in baseball history is brought to you by MLB brand Chicago Cubs Edition Frozen Waffles, Burritos, and Chimichangas, which can be found in the frozen food section at Tony's Fresh Market. Text BASEBALL to 811-811 today for your money-saving coupon.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, what do we got here? Save money on car insurance when you rent a home. Auto with Brad. Save money on car insurance. You ready? Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. That sounded pretty good, don't you think? I could do it one more time, but I think that's, what do you say? Nailed it, right? Nailed it.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
It's hard to feel lucky when your dishwasher breaks, or your dryer, or refrigerator. But maybe you should. Right now, the Home Depot has up to 25% off the high-quality brands you'd feel lucky to own, like GE, LG, and Samsung. So if you've got an appliance that needs replacing, this could be your lucky break. Get up to 25% off top appliances now. Only at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only. While supplies last. See store for details. Valid through August 22nd.
Thinking about running the Bank of America Chicago Marathon? Team One Step has your guaranteed entry. Our team supports Camp One Step, and we run to send kids with cancer to camp. Join Team One Step and receive a guaranteed entry, coaching, training plans, and fundraising support. Run with our team and give kids with cancer a life-changing camp experience. Join now and become a hero to a kid with cancer. To sign up or to learn more, go to teamonestep.org or call 312-924-4220.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
D30 is great.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago sports station.
And the pitch on the way to Bodie, drilled in the air, right center field and deep. Back goes Bonifacio, still going. That ball's off his glove and off the wall. One runner's in. Here comes Hayward scoring. Going to third is Bodie. He's got a triple. Cubs lead 2-0. David Bodie with a long drive to right center.
Boy, we've heard that name a lot this year, and every time we hear it, it seems like something good is happening. And we've wanted to talk to David Bodie of the Chicago Cubs for a while now.
He's been changing minds. He's been changing hearts.
And now we get that opportunity on Sports Radio 670 The Score as David Bodie joins us. Hi, David. What's happening?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're good. Did you think you were this good at baseball?
How do you expect me to answer that question?
I don't know. I'm just wondering. Is it sort of like, hey, look what I'm doing?
No, it's look what the Chicago Cubs are doing. That's the whole approach. I think that's the whole goal, is to win ball games for the Chicago Cubs. No matter how it's done, whether you go 0-for-4, but you make good plays in the field, or you have four quality at bats, it's less about the results on the individual side and more about the W's.
We're still going to talk about the results on your individual side of things, though.
You guys, Joe, go ahead. You guys talk all about them, but I'll stick to the team stuff.
Well, then let me get to your process then, because okay. Joe Maddon has talked quite a bit about moving the baseball, right? And I'm sure what he means by that is going to the opposite field. And you guys, shortly after the All-Star break, had a chat from Chili Davis, although now that, if I'm remembering that, I think you might have been down at the time, about moving things around and using that opposite field. You have been a guy consistently up here at the major leagues who has done that. When did, you know, throughout your development curve, when did that kind of click for you? How did that part of being a hitter solidify for you?
For me personally, I've always hit the ball to right center. I was a huge diver in this mechanical term of hitting. So being able to just stay through the middle, try to hit the ball in BP to center field and let either me catch out front, it goes left, or a little bit behind, a little bit late. Depends on just kind of how the pitcher's doing that day. But in my work and stuff, is everything I try to do is hit the ball to center field. So just stay in middle with the ball, because if I'm just a little bit out front, it can go to left. If I'm a little late, it can go to right. Just in that situation.
And you know what, of course, we say as we watch perhaps an unexpected success arrive in the big leagues is how this works is you draw the attention of other teams in a way maybe you weren't before. The other teams say, all right, okay, let's look this over a little bit. Let's start looking at some tape. Let's look at some tendencies here. Let's get out StatCast and pitch effects and everything else. And next thing you know, you're starting to learn that they've found out how to keep you from doing what you want to do. Are you seeing any of that yet? Have
Absolutely.
You've earned that attention already?
Oh no. I mean, it. No matter how many games you've played, if this was my debut, when I was against the Rockies, I guarantee they were looking at video, looking, okay, how do we get this guy out? There's a meeting every single day to go over the lineup with the pitchers and catchers. I have a meeting every day with my guys to go over the pitcher, what his tendencies are, what his goal is, what's his approach, what do I want to look for in that case. Even if it's a guy's first start or if the guy's been around for 20 years, just the respect of a big league game is what it is. And so that's my approach, and I guarantee every single guy on a visiting team does that for every single player that's in that lineup, regardless if you have one day in the show or if you got 20 years.
So what do pitchers, how have you noticed they're coming after you? What are they trying to get you to swing at?
In every case, they're trying to make their pitch, is my understanding. If they're trying to make their pitch, I'm looking for my pitch, and then you just play chess after that. So it's just learning guys, learning them. They're learning me. They're seeing how it works, and then it's just whoever can make the most adjustments within the game.
Cubs utility man David Bote here on the Bernstein and McKnight Show, 670 The Score. Where is your most comfortable position, David, on the infield, on the outfield? Where are you most comfortable at?
On the baseball field.
Anywhere?
Yeah. No, I mean, I've played all the positions my entire career in professional. Ever since I was drafted, they've moved me over from second, short, third, first, left, center, right. The only position I haven't played in pro ball has been catcher. So just being able to go out there, have fun, work at every position. I hold myself to a high standard at all positions, and every day working at different spots just to be comfortable, just to work on different feet, free to have throwing motions, everything like that.
On your run here this season, you had a chopper back to you at third base, came home with a really good throw and made a really athletic play to do it. I didn't know you had that kind of quickness at third base. I wonder if that's, I'll push it on you again. I wonder if that's maybe your favorite spot to play or a place where you get to let the arm show a little bit.
You know, that's just where I've been playing most right now. And so, I mean, I love it. It's great. You know, if they ask me to play second, I'd love to play second. If they ask me to play left, if they ask me to come off the bench in a late game situation, I'm in it for the W. So however I can help the Cubs win is what I feel most comfortable with.
We talked to a lot of Cubs experts, and we've talked a lot about you of late because it's been one of the real positives in the last one. I know Ron Coomer was just on this morning with Mully and Haw talking about how much he enjoys your approach and your energy that you bring, and you know, always trying to do everything just right, never cutting any corners. And he seems to be a big fan. Len Casper, the television voice, actually invoked the name of Ben Zobrist when he started projecting you as a future big leaguer, thinking that you can aim at that kind of career, of having that kind of multifaceted value. Have you spoken with Ben Zobrist about the career that he's carved out, just being that kind of, as you say, being a baseball player and doing whatever's needed? Could you do that?
Yeah, we've had conversations starting in spring, just about life, about baseball, about the daily approach. I played with him last year in Tennessee when he rehabbed, and I got to see how he worked, his daily approach, his daily routine, his mindfulness of how he approaches everything he does. And so being able to just kind of pick his brain on that side. And then right now what we talk about is how we can attack the pitcher today and how we can win. You know, those conversations are for another time outside of that about career stuff. But right now is like I said, inside that clubhouse, all we're trying to do is win ball games.
When you were coming up through the minor leagues, at some point, I'm sure you went through a struggle, an offer that might have stretched far too long. I think that, and I've been told that guys learn a lot about themselves in that first big struggle in the minors. When was yours, and what one thing did you come out with about you, about David Bote, that you changed or that you learned how to attack some?
From 2012 to 2015, I really struggled. Ever since just grinding it through and just being pressing and in other situations like that, there's I'm going to write a book one day just kind of detailing it all, because there's so many things, so many people influence that have helped out along the way. But what I found out was there's two times I've won, almost hung them up, and you know my wife is there. I gave her an out saying, "Hey, like this isn't fair to you. This is insane what we're doing right now. This is horrible." And she goes, "You know what? If you still love the game, let's go. I have your back 100%." So that was great to have that support and have that release of just being okay. You know, I got her in my corner, and we can just grind this through, get a little bit better each day. And you know, after a while, those 1% started to add up. I got to see some results from it. I'm just grateful for every opportunity the Cubs have given me since 2012. You know, it wasn't they've been hanging with me and pressing with me to get better each day. And every coach along the way has been there. You know, not being a top guy, they still had the same amount of investment. And so it's just this top A class organization that is truly blessed and honored to be with.
We had a conversation with Ian Happ a little while back, and we were sitting there with right across from here at the Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern. We were sitting with Javier Baez, and we were asking about style of play, and obviously Javi is uniquely expressive in almost artistic in his style. And we asked Ian Happ about it, and he said, "I wish I could play that way, but I can't." I said, "Why?" And he said, "Because if the highs get high, the lows get way too low." And he gets in his head, and he has to stay in this middle place where the emotion isn't part of it, because he can't exist in that channel. Where are you? And you sound like a really upbeat and mindful guy, but where are you in the emotional aspect of the game and allowing yourself to enjoy the highs and mitigate the lows?
I would say I'm closer to Hap's level of play, just in that same way of just being as even keel as possible, realizing it's 162 games. Javi Baez is an unbelievable player, person, guy to be around, clubhouse guy. But I would say I'm a little bit closer to the Ian Hap style of just being able to control those emotions and being able to just stay the course and, like you said, not get too high, not get too low. Enjoy the moment as well is where I'm at, and you know Joe talks about that a lot of enjoying today, and you know, so that's kind of how I approach it. So I am a little bit more on that, on the hobby side, in that sense of just coming to feel excited to play, excited for the opportunity, and then not letting what happens in the game necessarily control how I feel after that. So just being able to be ready to go every day and be blessed.
I want to get back to the book. I don't know if you were kind of kidding around or if you meant it.
I'm serious. Like,
you really
want to
write it?
No, I'm going to write a book. You know, I've had a lot of things I've learned across the way, a little bit of autobiography. I don't know if I could personally write it. I might have somebody else write it for me. I'll just talk it, but we'll see what happens.
Find Barry Rosner at the park. He's the guy to help you out with it.
Seriously, but and also the other thing is, I know a lot of people who have written books take really good notes.
Yeah, are you taking? In the note taking?
The last thing you want to be is in a situation where you know you're 40 years old and it's time to do this, and you're kicking yourself and saying, "God, I wish I had written down exactly what I was feeling at that time." So make sure you're doing that.
I got him.
Okay.
Do you have a title?
I do, but I'm not going to share it yet.
That's fair.
All right,
before
we let you go, July 26th, you're always going to have that. The game-tying two-run homer, bottom of the ninth, then Rizzo comes up with the blast. That may deserve a whole chapter.
Yeah, you're right. To me right now, I know people aren't going to believe me, but that's just another game. I'm sorry. That's where it is. I've moved past it. Today we're facing the Nationals against Hellickson. I'm going to go get a W, so that's our goal.
Thanks for your time, David.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it. That is David Bote of the Chicago Cubs, brought to you by Subway. Show them your app and wet your whistle during Free Drink Fridays. Just head to Subway restaurants every Friday. Show them your Subway app for your free 21-ounce drink. Limited time only at participating restaurants. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied. And for Players Weekend, you're wondering, what is his nickname going to be?
I am wondering.
It's B-O-A-T.
Of course it is.
He's going with Boat.
Not Broats.
Not Broats and not Boat like he's. I guess his nickname is Boat.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because it looks like his name is Boat, but it's not. So
I look forward to the title of that chapter being, "It Was Just Another Game," and it starting with two radio goofs tried to pin me on whether I cared about this or not. As I've discussed in the last 50 chapters, it has to be just another game, you idiots.
We were going to go through the list of some of these nicknames, too, of what is happening on Players Weekend. By the way, that's when they get to wear the cool unis. It's when Javier Baez puts El Mago on the back there. Uh-huh. They all get to be who they want. So
Ben Zobrist gets to wear shoes that he wants to wear.
I think he's going
to
be Zorilla again. But I ask you this question, and I think it was the same last year. Was Tommy La Stella's quote-unquote nickname last year that he went with his opportunity to be wacky, Tommy La Stella is going with, wait for it, La Stella. So I ask you, is that a bit? Is he undermining? Is he subverting the genre here? Is he making fun of the idea of nicknames? Or is he so serious that he's just going with it? I don't do that correct.
I remember this from last year. It's not going to be a fun answer, but it's the right one. What happened last year with the White Sox is that they had the deadline to submit your nickname was like right before Rick Hahn traded every one of his bullpen guys and then called up a whole new slew of players. So all the young kids, like Kevin Smith and Jace Fry, and there were a couple more out of that bullpen, they didn't get to put names on there. So they missed the deadline and just had to wear their last names on there anyway.
Now that sucks, because Kevin Smith actually has Smitty on his chest protector.
Smitty had it. No, Smitty got a nickname. It was a bunch of the young kids in the bullpen. That's right. We're just talking to Smitty about what he would have. Yeah, that's right. There's a deadline.
I think he's probably too cool for it, or probably bothered by it, or sort of over it or beyond it in a way. It's
I don't have a nickname.
I don't do nicknames. Just put La Stella on there. That's my name. Call me that.
I was never a nickname guy in high school growing up. I didn't have a nickname really until I started saying stupid things on the station and then mispronouncing my own name. I mean, it took me a while to get a nickname.
I've never really. I mean, until Dan McNeil started calling me Burnsy.
Burnsy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I mean, my dad was Mac all through college, so I wasn't Mac growing up. You know, because if you have the MC, the superscript, you get that. But we already have one of those here. Nor am I really a Mac to begin with.
I'm Connor McDoyne.
Yeah, I just pronounce my own way in that way. Just do that instead. It's tough to accept that, though. It still hurts. It's still that little piece of my soul that gets riled up whenever I hear it.
Bernstein
it's
fine, and though. It's Knight, fine. Brought
it's
to
fine.
You.
I'm fine.
By clearly, you're fine. Brought to you by Northwestern Football. Coach Fitz and the Music City Bowl champs host Michigan, Nebraska, Wisconsin, Notre Dame, and more this fall at Ryan Field. Season and single game tickets are on sale now at nusports.com. We have all the stuff that we still have to give away. I'm talking about another $1,000 in cash. I'm talking about a pair of Smashing Pumpkins tickets for the United Center. That's Tuesday, right? The 14th?
Yes.
And we have an opportunity to host your fantasy football draft party in a private suite at Soldier Field on August 18th. That's really cool, because that is with food and beverage, and you get to bring everybody down to Soldier Field, and you get the expertise of our score panel.
Here's the other problem. Everybody wants to set up their draft and go to the bar or whatever, but wherever you end up, it never works. The logistics of the place never... They have to bring the tables together for you, and there is some random upcharge on whatever you've got to do. This is a win for you. You just get to go to an NFL stadium and do this. That's how you do it.
And I mentioned that there was one MLB player, and he's using a nickname that it's a name that I've called this guy ever since I first saw his name, ever since I first heard his name. It's something I called him, and I don't know if he did it before, but he is now putting this on the back of his jersey for Players Weekend, and I absolutely love him for it. So I'll tell you what that is, and we will give away $1,000 as we lead up to Jonah Carey at the top of the hour. Bernstein and McKnight here on lovely Gallagher Way outside Wrigley Field. Stop by, say hello. You have the score.
Cubs fans, listen to every Cubs game here.
Just get the feeling there's going to be several more runs scored in this game. Bodie drives one in the air. Deep left center. It's got a chance. Gone. Ball game tied 6-6. The pitch to Anthony. Swung on. Hit in the air. Deep right field. Cubs are going to win the ball game. Anthony Rizzo, a game-winning home run. Listen to this place.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the Chicago Cubs.
Summer's here, and that means a trip to Circle K, home of the one and only Polar Pop Cup. We're here to help you keep cool. In fact, you can't imagine anything colder. And Circle K lets you choose your Polar Pop Cup, your favorite flavor, or create your own custom masterpiece in the coolest cup around. Only 89 cents every day. Polar Pop lets you do you. Only at Circle K. Polar Pop!
Hey,
it's Dan Bernstein. Summer in Chicago is baseball and barbecues and blasting the AC. But trust me, I know this. When your unit overworks, it can leak and then there's water everywhere. And it happened. And I remembered, call Aloha Restoration. And they were full service, restoring my home to pre-disaster condition with me from start to finish. Aloha Restoration is a proud part of the Lake County community. Honorable mention winners of the Better Business Bureau's 2017 Torch Award for Ethics. And Aloha repairs all damage from mold and fire and water in Barrington, Schaumburg, Mundelein, Gurnee, Grays Lake, all of Lake County. Visit AlohaRestores.com.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, there's something about protecting people's homes through Progressive that inspires me, because I just had an idea for a book. Well, it was originally an idea for a movie based on a play inspired by a podcast. But the idea is how you can save when you bundle home and auto. Might not be the best idea for a book.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
Maybe a radio commercial? Guess we'll never know.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Buying a home should be one of life's best experiences, but today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher payments. And that can turn a great experience into an anxious one. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. It's called the Power Buying Process. We check your income, assets, and credit to provide you with a verified approval, which can give you the strength of a cash buyer. Once verified, you qualify for our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days while you find your new home. Then, once you've found your new home, if rates have gone up, your rate stays locked. But if rates have gone down, your rate drops, and you get to keep that new lower rate. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
$4 and 24 packs of...
Your own outdoor retreat is waiting at the Home Depot. Get away from it all behind an easy-to-install fence, pre-stained and pre-treated. Or relax on the deck of your dreams, built with ground contact lumber, rich deck stains, and beautiful hardware. Even ready to install composite decking for years of backyard bliss. Your outdoor oasis is closer than you think, well within reach, and only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Poundstone.com. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
We talked a lot about the starting pitching. If you don't have it going, you're not going to get a heater. Defense has been the calling card for these Cubs.
Shallow right. Baez going out. Baez makes another good running catch.
Calling fart.
Hayward over. Foul ground. Jason slides. Did he make the catch? Yes, he did. Great play, Jason Hayward.
Going to get to the article that I want to bring up here.
Diving stop by Baez, gets up, throws to first, got him. Sensational play by Javier Baez.
Whatever it was, I liked it.
I'd say you've had enough.
I had a feeling that was coming.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I was going to lean into something real smart there, some real good baseball analysis for you yesterday, yep. And then I just then I said that. So I didn't.
It's time for your chance to win $1,000 in cash on the score. This hour's keyword, ready? You get those texting fingers prepared. Are you all set? The hour's keyword is signal. Text signal to 72881 by the end of the hour. Again, the keyword is signal to 72881. One randomly selected nationwide entrant from this hour will win. Please do not text and drive. Message and data rates may apply. So he finally went and did it. Hunter Pence has nicknamed himself Underpants. So after all this time of me, the first
You've
time
been
I heard
calling him Underpants.
Ever since I first heard the name Hunter Pence, it has always to me just immediately sounded like Underpants. And I don't. The question I asked, remember, is like, how? First of all, how does a parent not think about that? It's your one job.
I would have never thought about that.
It's your one job as a parent as you're starting to select names to try to inoculate your child against some of that stuff. And there's when you look at the birth certificate, you have to think that the moment that guy arrives in grade school, somebody's going to say, what do you mean your name is Underpants? Your name is Underpants?
Until I started working here 10 years ago, I'd never heard the word underpants used as many times as you use the word underpants. I don't think underpants is a ubiquitous word the way you use it.
There is a Captain Underpants, in fact, and it is probably the hardest.
I know.
It might be the hardest I've laughed at a movie in recent memory, that when I took my kid, I was like the creepy old man sitting in the back of the theater just howling laughing at that movie, because that's where my sense of humor is, as you know. But good on him. Good on Hunter Pence. But there are more.
Speaking of Hunter Pence, though, you've seen the Hunter Pence instructional videos, the instructional baseball videos that he's done. This is a couple of years
ago. Are they satirical?
Yes.
No.
And they're hysterical. Because Hunter Pence, he's got, I forget what condition he has.
Is it ADHD?
No, he's got a spinal condition. Oh. It makes him shape weird and run strangely and
I didn't know that.
Swing
I thought
oddly.
He was just weird.
No, he's got a whole thing going on, and he's fought that and made himself into a Major League Baseball player, which is incredible. But the whole series is about how to play baseball like Hunter Pence and just how impossible it is to do it. I'll show you the video during the break. And if you've seen it, go find it. Hunter Pence,
okay.
Instructional video. It's a riot.
Okay.
It really is good.
Now, some of the other names here that MLB.com, I think it was a Cut 4 that has some of these good names. Apparently, Brad Boxberger is going with emojis.
Perfect.
It's literally a box emoji and a burger emoji.
Boxberger.
Right. So is he gonna? Are they going to allow him to actually use
I've seen it. It is the emoji. It's the box emoji.
Right.
And it's the burger emoji.
That's
great. It will be the first emojis on a Major League Baseball uniform.
That's great.
Not my favorite one, though. My favorite belongs to Cub reliever Justin Hancock, who is putting on the back of his jersey, Herbie.
Maybe they call him that.
As in Herbie Hancock.
Hancock.
It's not John Hancock. It's Herbie Hancock.
Yeah, some of these aren't clever. They're just really kind of silly. But
yeah.
Some of them are, you know, you wonder if you are supposed to put what your actual nickname is, what your teammates call you, or are you expected to just call yourself what you want to be? Because self-nicknaming is kind of lame.
No, some nicknames you can't put on the back of a jersey. Like if Billy Ripken put what's on his bat on the back of a jersey,
but that wasn't his nickname.
You sure?
Was it?
Are you sure? You don't think some players had that as a nickname? You don't think for a rookie season somebody gives you a nickname like that?
Well, and actually, yeah, the Cubs have a history of cruel nicknames, too. Because you know the story of Hazen Shirley Kyler, right?
I do not.
You don't?
I do not.
All right, well, Hazen Shirley Kyler, the former Chicago Cub, his last name spelled C-U-Y-L-E-R.
C-U-Y-L-E-R, okay.
Mm-hmm. It was a pretty good player, too. I have to look him up. But Hazen Shirley Kyler, I thought his nickname was Kiki. When I read it, and I said, why did they call him? They said, no, his nickname was Kai Kai. And that's because he had a speech impediment.
Oh.
And he was a stutterer. And when he would, what's your name, son? Kyler. So your name is Kai Kai Kyler? Okay. And that, ever since then, Hazen Shirley Kyler was known thusly.
Wow. Yeah.
That is kind of mean. I want to say we did a Friday segment about cruel nicknames. That's where somebody doesn't know or it's a nickname that you keep. Like, there's nicknames that you keep in your head that you don't actually call the person that.
Everybody at the gym has
a
nickname.
Yes.
Everybody at the gym has a nickname.
There's the gym. There's Coughing Woman.
The Freak.
There's Garlic Man.
Yeah.
I always end up somehow within proximity to Garlic Man. I'm sure people have nicknamed me something too in their heads.
Probably.
But Garlic Man's always there.
Old guy who won't get out of the steam room. That's you.
No, it's guy with...
Leave the steam room.
It's guy with crossword puzzle in steam room. Got a crossword puzzle in the sauna. Yep.
There's you don't have to be naked guy. That's the other... Yeah. I understand that in a locker room at a gym, there is an expectation.
He just wants an acknowledgement.
You don't have to be naked
everywhere. Yeah, why not?
You don't have to be... There are places... You brought shorts here. You can wear them after you're done being naked. You don't have to walk around with it dragging around the entire day you're there. You just don't have to.
Great text, by the way, from the 219. It says, we should all be thankful that Hancock didn't choose emojis. That is
John
artfully
Hancock.
Done.
It's nice. Herbie Hancock.
That was nice. Very, very, very nicely done.
Oh.
Outstanding. Somebody called in and told a story about a guy in his fraternity who was nicknamed Rocky. Everybody called him Rocky. Because fraternities are really, that is your repository for the cruelest possible nicknames.
The last bastion of cruel.
Yes.
Well, maybe not the last bastion.
And so they all called him Rocky. And he was under the impression it's because he came back one year having lifted weights and that he was a little bigger and stronger. And no, it's that... Everybody thought he looked like Rocky Dennis from Mask.
Oh, no.
but he wasn't aware of that. So I guess it kind of takes the cruelty out of the person doesn't exactly know.
I think that might make it more cruel because the day you find out, that's a puncture.
So, if you're a rookie, don't you think that the veterans should be able to submit your nickname in MLB? I mean, that's... If you're letting, and this is, you know, I'm being the old school frat boy here, but if
Brian McCann,
right, I have you don't get to do it yourself as a rookie, right?
Trying to look through, I've got the White Sox list up here now, and Jace Fry is technically a rookie. He's Foo. I don't know that was submitted by somebody. It's not. I don't see any evidence of it. But yeah, I'd imagine that'd be kind of fun for you.
Yeah, I would think that you have to. That there's at least one veteran. Maybe teams could do it on their own. If there's one team that puts a couple of like a vet committee in charge of submitting the rookies' nicknames.
Most teams have gotten rid of the pink backpack that you're wearing around the bullpen pink backpack, haven't they? The rookies have to drag around
anymore.
For a little while. I haven't seen a lot of them.
No, you can't. There's no more, like, dress like a girl. Look, we made you dress like a girl.
Or Hello Kitty backpacks or something like that. I'm sure there's something that bullpens do
but they're
two or four rookies. Oh, Bud Norris is still in the league, so somebody's doing something to rookies.
I do think they've taken out the stupid sort of make you feel less masculine aspect out of that. 708 says, my nickname is Shamu. I'm 40. It has been since the seventh grade. The 706 says, my best gym nickname is a guy I call Puddles McGee because he leaves sweat puddles on any machine he uses.
That is absolutely inexcusable. If you're that dude who sweats profusely, you got to wipe that up.
Gym wipes.
Oh, it's so gross. There's nothing like missing that. It's like sitting down on a toilet and not realizing you haven't put the lid down. You're never more athletic in a day than when you're sitting down on the toilet and you realize the lid's not. You fire up out of there like you're a D1 athlete.
Quick twitch.
It's quick twitch stuff.
Yeah, you have
to
be.
Pull a hamstring or something on your way out.
You have to be. Yeah, there's all kinds of gross, but yeah, I'm trying to think if there's another guy. The screaming Brazilian guy.
How do you know he's Brazilian?
Because he's speaking rapid-fire Portuguese.
And okay, that would do it.
And he has tattoos all over his body identifying him as Brazilian.
I am Brazilian tattooed on his chest?
And
massive chest?
He's the size of a rhinoceros. And you can't say anything to him. Because he looks like Pac-Man. Because... His mouth.
He's got a lot of nickname opportunities here, and he's gone with Brazilian guy.
I know the guy is, but he's. I don't think he speaks a word of English, and he's always there with his friend. I think he's a Brazilian jiu-jitsu master, like a Hoist Gracie guy. But I mean, like jacked, completely exploding veins on muscles on veins.
Pre-workout
stuff.
Like,
even got like the lots of testosterone hair loss thing going on. And it is you could put a 16-inch softball in this guy's mouth and he could chew it up in 2 seconds. I'm telling you, like his head looks like Pac-Man and never stops talking. And incredibly demonstrative. He always
talking to
he's talking to his buddy who never says a word.
Okay.
his buddy, who I assume also speaks Portuguese. It's possible the other guy doesn't speak Portuguese.
Could be why he never speaks back.
The other guy's just kind of looking at him, and this guy's as if he's doing like a humorous interpretation thing. But everything's incredibly dramatic. Everything is, and I don't understand a word that he's saying. I don't speak a word of Portuguese, but it is in. It's like he's describing. He's not just saying something. He's like describing something significant that happened all the time.
I've just realized why you go to the gym every day religiously after the show. It's not to work out or sit in the sauna or do your crosswords, because you can do that stuff anywhere.
Right.
It's for the entertainment. You're going for dinner theater. You're going for lunch theater when you're done with the show.
But I don't really understand all of it. But it's and
you get the point.
You can't say anything because the guy would eat your head. Because it just, he looks like the kind of person that would come over and just take a bite out of your skull.
You got a guy at your gym looks exactly like Pac-Man, and your nickname for him is nothing related to Pac-Man.
No, but his head looks like Pac-Man, because it's just, it's like his entire head opens up when his mouth opens.
Like a Canadian on South Park. Like how they draw
yes,
all the Canadians.
Exactly.
It just opens from that angle.
Very,
right.
Very much like that.
Okay.
773 says, Dan, did you see the HBO Real Sports story on the New York Times Crossword Puzzles and editor Will Shorts? I did. Screw Will Shorts. Will Shorts.
Bad guy?
Kiss my fat ass.
Bad guy?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Should James Dolan have stopped him, too?
There's all kinds. Don't get me started on internal crossword politics and Will Shorts. And how he pays or doesn't pay constructors, and
borderline racist cluing,
and there is a massive backlash against him, with a lot of the best constructors refusing to work for him and venturing out on their own and selling their work elsewhere. There's a lot.
And the power dynamics in the crossword game.
I'm dead serious. There is a lot going on.
I know you are dead serious.
Some incredibly nerdy people who take crossword puzzles way too seriously. We don't do that with baseball. That's why we celebrate the game here in our lovely little slice of Americana called Gallagher Way. And we love doing shows from here. We get to hang out with people. We get people to walk up to Connor McKnight and tell him he sucks.
Mm-hmm.
I can see some of my old high school classmates / baseball teammates. And just have some fun. We're going to do so with Jonah Carey. He always has end-of-week baseball thoughts. Going to set up the Cubs and the Nats and everything else that's going on, as we will get all sorts of entertaining information from the CBS Sports baseball expert next on The Score.
Mully here.
With David Hall.
We cover all of Chicago's teams every weekday morning, starting live at 5.
So start your day talking Chicago sports with Mully and Hall, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Circle K's Polar Pop lets you do you. Choose your Polar Pop cup, favorite flavor, or create your own custom masterpiece. Only 89 cents every day. Only at Circle K.
Casper, want to win Luke Bryan and Sam Hunt at Wrigley Field tickets? Stop by and see me this Saturday, August 11th at the Jewel Osco on Ashland Avenue in Lakeview from noon to 2. Enjoy samples of delicious wines from 19 Crimes and Matua, and watch the labels come to life with their amazing augmented reality app. And yep, I'll be giving away tickets to see Luke Bryan and Sam Hunt at Wrigley. Just go to us99.com/events for more info.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with TheHomeLoanExpert.com. It's the weekend, and chances are you're out looking for a new house. But guess what? So is everyone else. Don't lose the home of your dreams by working with the wrong mortgage lender. There's a reason that the Home Loan Expert team is number one when it comes to pre-approving people for home purchases. Same-day underwriter pre-approvals, and we can close in 14 days. Work with the best and get pre-approved by the number one mortgage lender, TheHomeLoanExpert.com. The Home Loan Expert, LLC, Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee.
And now, an ad from Dad.
Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Yeah. Tell you another way to save money. Don't buy those expensive coffees every morning, you know. And then you can save up for a really nice dress shirt. I'm just saying, it's great that you feel comfortable here at work, but, you know, an adult could walk in.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Your own outdoor retreat is waiting at the Home Depot. Get away from it all behind an easy-to-install fence, pre-stained and pre-treated. Or relax on the deck of your dreams, built with ground contact lumber, rich deck stains, and beautiful hardware. Even ready-to-install composite decking for years of backyard bliss. Your outdoor oasis is closer than you think. Well within reach, and only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6.
Cubs center fielder Albert Almora.
Yeah, you know what? As a fan, I'm looking in, if I was a fan, obviously, it'd be better just to watch and at the end of September, not worry if your team's going to be in the playoffs, knowing that you're going to be in. That's obviously, as a fan, that's a fan's dream, not to worry. But as a competitor, being in the field day in and day out, you like those tight those races just because it brings the best out of you. It really does. And I'm a firm believer that the hottest team entering the playoffs is the one that has the best chance. And if you're off 20 games or whatever it may be, it's a different feeling. You know, you got to turn it on with a week left.
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.